Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 61 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. Glad to have you with us right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103, download the free WRHI app, or join along on Facebook. We stream live, so you get a little peep at who we're talking to. And this morning, we are flying out to the airport, the Rock Hill, York County Airport. And of course, Stephen Gould is with us. You are the
airport director.
Airport director. Yep. Out there. I like the way that director is really important when it comes to aviation. Good title there.
Kind of a working title mainly. I mean, there's everybody has different titles for the position wherever you go. It just depends on the area you're in. Airport manager is probably the most common one. It just depends on, you know, how people want to view you as. And it's just kind of stuck at some point. I think when I first got here, it was actually airport administrator,
okay,
which I did not care for.
It kind of sounded
like I was an executive assistant for the airport, and that just didn't really make much sense. But
you're the guy out there.
Yeah. So
I gotcha. You're the guy. Well, tell me about what's happening Saturday.
Saturday we are hosting our first ever Runway 5K and Kids 1 Mile race. It's something that's kind of been in the works for a little while. Weren't really sure if we're going to pull the trigger on it or not. And, you know, one thing we like to do is engage with the community at least once a year. And, you know, last year we put together the Tour de York, which turned into now an annual event. So that makes it, it's really
easy.
That's
when you know people liked it.
Yeah, exactly. And so we still wanted to have a way to bring some folks out without bringing, you know, thousands of people like we have with our past open houses. And my past experience is actually as a cross-country runner and distance runner in high school and college. And so I figured, you know, it might be the right time to go ahead and put together one of these events. And it's turning out to be a pretty good event, at least good participation level for our first year. Right now we have 171 total people signed up for entries. We have, I think it was 163 for the 5K. And then, about 163 for the 5K, and then around 25 kids as of right now. And literally every day there's more and more people popping up. I had to refresh my browser this morning to see that I just got another 5 people signed up just as of last night or this morning.
Well, I have a confession to make. I have never actually participated. Mm-hmm. Notice I don't say ran. I say participated in a 5K. And I have never really, because I'm kind of, that's not my thing.
Right.
But yesterday, I went to Facebook. I went to the Rock Hill, York County Airport Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Fit to Fly was right there. And I will say your logo was everything that Lucas had described it to be. It's very it's a nice logo. Like it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It was,
kids will love it. Adults will love it.
I can't take credit for it. I don't have that type of a creative mind. So I just, you know, the management firm.
But you're
that,
the man.
Right. So
I
approved it. I approved it. I put it that way. In terms of the event itself, I mean, you don't have to actually run it. But there's plenty of people that are walking. For example,
so something for everybody.
My own wife and her and my mother-in-law are going to be walking the 5K portion. And then we have it staggered. The 5K start is at 8 a.m. and then the kids 1 mile is at 8:45. And that's to allow anybody who has a child that's participating in the 1 mile could still go into the 5K and have plenty of time to be able to walk, jog, whatever, and get back in time to be able to walk or run with their kid as well, which they're doing.
I would expect nothing
less. As of right now, my son is actually a participant in the kids 1 mile, and he is listed as the youngest one at 3 years old.
Oh, wow. Well, I love this, though, because you have a precise opportunity and understanding from a parent.
Yep.
And also from just directing and understanding how things work in time. What I found great about it was how simple it is to mm-hmm. register. There's, if you go to the Facebook event and just follow the links, it takes you exactly where you need to go.
Right.
but I didn't see a cost. What does it cost to register?
Right now, since we're basically 2 days away, it's $35 for the 5K, and I believe it's still set at $15 for the kids' sign-up as well.
And this is a sanctioned race, correct?
Because it is
managed through start to finish.
It is. Now, the course length, the actual distance of it, was not certified with the, I can't remember the group that has a certification for, you know, actually making it an exact 3.1 or exact 1 mile. So it's slightly more than a 5K by maybe, I don't know, 100 meters or something like that.
But you're running the runway.
Right, right.
That's got to count for something. It's
yeah,
flat.
And it's fun because you're actually going to be running, you're going to be on the runway for the entire length twice. So you're going to go full up one direction to the north and then turn all the way come back on the south. So my wife thinks it'll be boring because it's straight, you know, basically yeah. 2 miles of straight running. But it's a fun experience, you know, be able to be out
you
there.
You can see the end, though.
Exactly. You can.
So you can kind of make a debate both sides.
We'll have some fun music. We'll also have a cool opening act with one of our local tenants doing some low flying passes with some smoke trails and everything like that. So it'll be a pretty fun event.
And tell me what your the fundraising is supporting.
Yes, we are doing the event to help raise funds for an organization called David Griffin Aviation Foundation, and that's a group that was formed after the passing of David Griffin back in 2017. He was a major advocate for student development and getting our youth involved and excited about aviation. And this foundation allows the ability to help offset some of the financial restrictions that it costs to learn how to fly. And so right now they're going to have a booth set up with a couple of their aircraft that they utilize for the flight training. And their current students, they have 7 students right now, all teenagers that are learning how to fly. And will basically get a head start, you know, before getting into the industry as they move along.
Good. Teaching the next generation.
That's right.
All right. Stephen Gould, thank you so very much. And fit
to fly 5K. That's right.
5K happening this Saturday.